fresh out the gate.
Internet's what's happening? Big Brown and Beezy.
I can't get my shit together.
Dude, you're a freaking mess. Your gargantuan foot keeps kicking the like, microphone over.
I'm so tired.
You're so confused. You're like, no, dude, I want this closer to me, further from you. And then you keep pushing it further away from you. I don't know what you're doing.
It's a stupid tub that we put the microphone on.
It's uneven. Coffee table. Well, yeah, because it dips.
Yeah, and it, like, the microphone tips over.
This isn't a coffee table. It's a plastic container for storage.
You know when you're, like, really tired and you just feel drunk?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like right now. I feel wasted.
Like, you've been up for 48 hours. You just are out of it.
Yeah.
So, dude, from now on, please just call me Beezy.
Beezy?
Yeah. What's my new name?
Is it? Is that your new street name?
Yep.
Big Brown and Beezy?
Yep.
What about Breezy?
Mm-mm. There's already a Breezy out there. Chris Brown's
Breezy.
Doesn't
Breezy mean girl?
No, because Chris Brown's Breezy, but his is BR, but I'm just a B.
But like in the industry, Breezy is another word for girl.
Is it?
Yeah.
In what industry?
You know, my industry.
In the hip-hop?
Yeah, in the hip-hop. The street
in
slang.
In the black culture?
The Ebonics industry.
I don't know, but there's Wheezy, there's Jeezy. So yeah. I could be a Jeezy.
No, there's already a Jeezy.
I know, that's the thing. So I gotta go with Beezy.
Yeah.
So call me Beezy from now on.
Okay.
So I'm at the club, Beezy only.
When you're getting bottle service.
Yeah.
When you're getting 3 to 4 bottles of Ciroc.
Well, I mean, that's what I was doing yesterday while you were playing patty cakes with Bokes and your new pad. I was in Delaware at a strip club.
Bottle service.
I was in the champagne room.
Bottle service in a strip club in Delaware is like Bud Lights.
Yeah.
They bring you a bucket of Bud Lights.
I was like, oh, this is great. It reminds me of Front Page days. Just like 10 Bud Lights for $6,
those
whatever
are the
it was.
Good old days.
Well, you know what? Delaware champagne room, it gets no better than that, my friend. That is high society.
So, Chris Rock told me there's no sex in the champagne room. Is that true? What about in Delaware?
Yeah, there is.
There is?
But it's like, I told you about the ones in Baltimore.
But it's like toothless, scarred up.
All right, look, man, I'm gonna be honest here, and you know me, I'm not a big strip club fan, but I did go for a few hours yesterday. I had to go to like 6 of them in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Those were cracked out meth head, ugly cons, man. Mm-hmm. The worst things I've ever seen in my life. Like, and they were hookers. They weren't even strippers. They were, I mean, flat out, as soon as you walk in, they're on you like vultures.
Yeah.
And she's like, look, you know, forget coming here for your boy's bachelor party. You know, call me, give me your number.
Because
call
me. That's the line that's you have fucked. To use to when you go in there. While you're there, you're just scoping out it for
yeah.
us for a bachelor
yeah,
party.
Yeah, I'm checking out. But yesterday was like, my boy Snake went with me. And I was like, yeah, you know, I haven't seen this guy in like 10 years.
Old
so, you
Snake.
Know, yeah, so we're hooking up. And, there was a few decent-looking girls. A couple of them, like, you know, had decent faces, but just horrible bodies and vice versa. But there were, like, probably two or three that were pretty hot.
Just, like, good old country girls?
There was a couple black chicks there, too.
Now, you're saying that they're better than the girls in Baltimore?
Oh, much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and this is a Sunday afternoon, dude.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Saturday or Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Baltimore was beat. I mean, those girls were... You couldn't pay me to bang them.
Yeah. That says a lot.
I wouldn't bang them with your dick.
Right.
I wouldn't bang them with your dick that you didn't jerk off or get laid with for right. a week, over a week.
Yeah.
You did go that long, right?
Recently? I went a week, yeah. It was hard.
Without jerking it and without getting laid.
Yeah. I just wanted to see what would happen.
What did happen? I mean, you didn't die.
I didn't die. It's doable, but I was getting a little antsy towards the end.
That a week is crazy. I mean, you going 52 weeks without getting laid, yes, I can see. That's happened before.
Yeah, but then I had to do excessive masturbation during
exactly, yeah. Then it's like 3 times a day, every day, jerking off. But a week without doing anything?
Yeah.
Even if I was in a hospital for a week, I would still have to jerk. I would have to jerk.
It was tough, man.
Wow. So, could you do it again? I mean, this is like fasting.
I could definitely do it again.
Really?
I'll do it. I can do it for 2 weeks.
I dare you.
I don't know about both. I can go without jerking it for 2 weeks. I can't go without both.
Because you got a girlfriend, like steady ass, you know?
Yeah. It's not fair to her for me to make those kind of experiments. Like, I can't.
Without her, you have to consult with her first before
exactly.
you're like, hey, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're out.
I mean, I can do it like when her friend visits.
Yeah, when Aunt Flo's there for 1 week, that's a week down.
Yeah.
Then you just have a week.
Shut your dog up.
You better pipe down, son. Watch him sniff his ass. Why? After he growls, he sniffs his ass.
Every after time you he barks. Yell at him, he sniffs his dick.
Well, yeah, yeah. If you yell at him, he sniffs his dick, and then sniffs his butt. Like, I don't know if, like,
no, get over there.
It puckers up or something when he growls or barks.
Probably.
And he's just, look at
he's making sure his anal glands didn't leak out.
Man, those things are brutal. So, yeah, but Delaware was all right, man. It was good catching up with old Snakeroo.
Old Snake Roberts.
Yeah, and he's getting married soon, so that's cool. His kid, he's got a 2-year-old kid, which...
Where'd that come from?
It came from his fiancée. Right. She out of her
damn, woman. I haven't seen that kid in probably like 3 years then, because he didn't have a kid when I saw him last.
Dude, it's... No, yeah, it's definitely been 3 years.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I saw him, but it was like here, so I didn't see the kid. And then so when we went into the house, and he's like, yeah, honey, you know... Beezy's here. He wants to see the baby.
Beezy.
He didn't say Beezy, but
I can't see Snake say Beezy.
No, he's like, hey, Burns is here. He wants to see the baby. I was like, baby? Didn't you just say he was 23 months old? Yeah, that baby no more. Get downstairs. That motherfucker's over 3 feet tall.
He's walking around.
He's taller than Snake. And he's got Snake's receding hairline, too, already. I started cracking up. I was like, dude, it looks just like you, man. You got the receding hairline.
Snake reminds me of, like, I don't know if this is a show or not, but I doubt it. I don't think they have internets out in Delaware. So Snake reminds me of, like, a pudgy, short Cal Ripken. So internet, picture that when we talk about Snake. A smaller, portlier Cal Ripken.
That's Snake.
Yeah.
That Snake.
So, yeah, old Snakeroo.
So, yeah, so we went up, checked out some boobies for a little bit, and then I got home last night, missed True Blood.
Yeah.
But
we missed it, too, because we don't have internet. We don't have cable yet.
Dude, so, yeah, I moved you into your new place this
weekend. Yeah, so Burnsy helped me move this weekend. We did it pretty fucking fast.
We did it, yeah.
We're in and out of that fucking...
Yeah, and all you tardos out there, they're like concerned that I'm not gonna be able to lift shit. Fuck off! I'm still strong as balls. I'm just not as big as I was.
How strong are balls?
They're strong as shit, dude. Hang a dumbbell from your nutsack, see what happens.
No, dude. Apparently, 8 pounds of pressure can rip your testicles off.
Nope, that's your ear. But whatever.
Why wouldn't it be like your testicles are more sensitive than your ear? Wouldn't it be the same?
I don't know. But
you're not gonna do that for the next episode.
No, I won't. But I'll eat 3 Bubba Burgers.
You should definitely tie a 10-pound dumbbell to your sack.
Dude, my nuts are so sensitive, yeah, man.
They're so small, you couldn't even tie them.
I know. Sometimes, I know. Yeah, what am I going to tie around them? I have to get some fucking fish.
You have to get some fucking clamps.
Like the fish string.
No, you have to get those, like, those D-clamps that you tighten the screws on the sides.
I don't want a vice grip or anything going near my balls.
So, yeah, Burns, you helped me move. So, we're in our new place now in Logan Circle. And let me tell you, internets... I've definitely moved up in the world. It's no Columbia Heights. As much as I love Columbia Heights and I loved hearing gunshots go off, and I always rationalized how awesome Columbia Heights was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a good neighborhood. It was a good neighborhood. It had good bars. Yeah. It had cool people.
Gave you street cred. There's a lot of essays around there.
But my apartment was a shithole. Like, it wasn't a shithole.
No.
It was old. It was super old.
It's the kind of place that has, quote, unquote, I'm doing air quotes, internets, character.
Yeah, it has character.
It's not a cookie cutter.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of character.
But then again, mine's on the other end. Mine's not cookie cutter and has a lot of character to the new one.
Your new one's modern.
Yeah, it's way... Yeah, well, first
of all... It's like...
It was only built...
So, Tardos, open up... go get a Scan furniture catalog. You ever hear that that store,
they
Scan?
They even open anymore?
I don't know. But that's like what your place is like.
Go to CB2.com and you'll see what my apartment looks like.
So, which for you, because you went out and bought that modern furniture for your like old dumpy place, it just didn't fit in there.
Yeah.
And now in there, like with your TV and your like, you know, your IKEA TV stand and your couches, it fits in your new place.
We set it all up yesterday. It looks great.
I saw some pics from when Diesel Dan was over the other night.
Oh, yeah, he posted them.
Dude, I don't know about you, man, but Saturday night, I was beat.
Dude, at first, I was like, all right, I'm not going out. But then, like, all these people showed up at our place, and I had a couple of drinks. And I was like, all right, you know what, I'll go. I rallied. But then, dude, like, 1:30, I was like, fuck this. I was like, I'm ready to go.
Dude, I was asleep by, I mean, and even if I don't go out, I'm still up late just dicking off and watching infomercials.
Yeah.
I was dead asleep at, like, 11:45.
Dude, I didn't get to bed till like, 4:30. And then I got up at like 9 because my parents were coming at noon. So I had to run to my other place, make a couple more trips, to get like dishes and shit over.
Yeah.
I was fucking dying. And they came over and I had the best food ever because my mom brought food over. And I was like, all right, can you guys just leave now? I just want to take a nap.
Please go. I'm tired. Well, dude, I wanted to, on Saturday night, part of the reason why I wanted to stay into is because I wanted to get the fights, the UFC fights. So, internets, how much time we got?
Yeah, a couple minutes. We're good.
This was a huge weekend. I know not every single listener is an MMA fan or UFC fan or whatever, a combat sports fan. But this was boxing versus MMA.
Yeah, the eternal question.
Yeah. Who would win in a fight, right? Yeah. Who would win in a fight? An MMA guy or a wrestler
and we discussed this during the day. Like, I think this is how it works. An MMA fighter can hang with boxing, but a boxer can hang with ground game or other aspects of mixed martial arts.
Absolutely not.
And I think this Saturday proved that.
Yeah. Well, even in a street fight, right? I mean, Rocky Balboa was a great street fighter.
Right.
Because he grew up on the streets.
Right.
But when you take a guy like Kimbo Slice,
who's
a street fighter,
yeah,
right? He tried to get into MMA. Now, look, I don't care if you've been practicing MMA for 2 years. Unless you're a prodigy, dude, it's hard to pick up jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and kickboxing. It's hard to pick up all those things. If you have a boxing skill set since you were at 9, but all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, I want to be a wrestler. I'm going to be MMA. Dude, you can't pick up all those skill sets that fast and be an expert in them.
Right.
And Kimbo Slice now is going over to boxing, which is better suited for him because he can punch, he can bob and weave, he can move.
Well, I also think he's got that
knee.
Shaky-ass knee that everybody knows to target.
In boxing, like, you're not going to hit the knee. You're not going to take him down. You're not going to get on the ground.
Yeah, and Kimbo Slice has good hands, man. That's what he just doesn't have anything else.
So, James Toney, and it was so great, too, because James Toney, you know, for those of you out there who aren't boxing fans, he was light heavyweight champ. He fought middleweight for a little while back in the day. He fought heavyweight. He was a beast. He got in trouble for steroids. He looks so out of shape right now, but he's been training MMA for a little while. And since '02,
what's a little while, though?
Evidently, training hard for like the past year, right. MMA, right? But he's been hounding Dana White since '02 that he wants to fight an MMA guy.
Right.
Because he wants to show that boxing is a superior sport in terms of combat sports. Dana White finally, all right, you pick, fine, you know what? Because Dana White used to be a Golden Gloves boxer. He's like, you pick who you want to fight. You pick your fight. I want to fight Randy Couture.
What a dog.
Oh, you fucking tardo. I mean, pick like...
So I didn't see the fight, so what happened? Did he just get him on the ground and just manhandle him?
And Randy Couture said, look, I'm not going to go toe-to-toe with this dude. Yeah. He's going to knock me out with one punch. Yeah. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him down. And that was the thing they were talking about, was like the stances are so much different. Boxing got that lead foot.
Yeah.
And MMA is more like almost like a wrestling stance where you're a little more squared.
Yeah.
Well, boxing.
And you're lower and you're square, yeah.
So he gives up, you know, a single leg, which, you know, most people you get taken down like a double leg. So Randy takes him down with a single leg and does a little ground and pound, mounts him, and it ends up, choking him out. Puts him out.
I mean, that's what we thought was going to happen, though.
Yeah.
That's about right. That's what was supposed to happen. That's what everybody was predicting.
I mean, everyone predicted, like, a ground and pound, like, TKO. But, he submitted him. So, that goes to show, man. Like, all these guys, Floyd Mayweather, these guys are talking shit how they want to, like, take on MMA guy. Look, if you want to, and just like you said, look, I'm not going to step into a ring with him. I'm not going to box him. He'll kill me. But just like he shouldn't have said, I'm going to step into the octagon with you.
Yeah.
He's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I know if I went into your ring, your boxing ring, I'm going to get my ass knocked out in the first round.
He said that,
He's not the one calling him out.
Yeah, that's right.
So, boxing, can we put this to rest now? Can you guys stop?
It's kind of like, you know, me being an actor.
Mm.
I always wanted to be a singer. And I think all actors like myself want to be singers and vice versa. And all singers want to be actors. Same thing.
Which begs the question. Who's the best converted music artist that's an actor now? We'll talk about that when we come back.
That's a good one.
We'll be back with Big Brown and Beezy.
And coffee.
Funky. Yeah, you need some, Dick.
Welcome to the future.
Blueprint 3. Hey,
count me in.
3. Hey, hey.
Find me a nice, soft place to land.
I got you,
I'm so
yesterday, which means you're more time than late. So even if I slow it down, my sound is fast forward. Hold up, I'm just a runway show, but I wear this on my plane, these my runway clothes. Cashmere sweats, they come out next year, but these my last year's sweats. And my hoe's so sick, your new chick can't fuck with my old bitch. And you know this shit, I'm professional, they know this, sis. I just may let you borrow this. This the blueprint, nigga, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Okay, internets, we're back with Big Brown and Burnsy, episode number 30.
I just did a shot of coffee. I feel great.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there's a little bit more energy.
Yeah, I feel
a certain glow around you.
And I just saw Lucy Liu's boob, so
that really
helped out too.
So episode 30, you're actually
29.
This is 29?
This is 29.
I'm really getting ahead of myself. Well, look, before we went to break, Big Brown, we were talking about musicians turned actors. Mm. Now, there's been some god-awful ones, and there's been some decent ones. Yeah. So we'll get through that list. We'll run off a couple here, and then we'll give the internets our top five, agreed upon, in no particular order, because like we've said before...
We hate particular order.
Thank you. But real quick, look... Internets, I gotta thank you guys. I mean, there's times where I doubt that we have any listeners, but actually come to
the internet's
fruition.
They really came through for us this weekend.
Well, there were some tardos out at the UFC fight,
dude, and they made us look like rock stars.
Yeah, in Boston. Yeah. Okay, now in the DMV when people are talking, or if you're in Ohio and you're talking about Big Brown and Burnsy, okay,
yeah,
but dude, they're in Boston. That's neutral land out there,
right?
And they're at the UFC convention. A couple of listeners. And bumped into McCray and McCray's manager and all these other fighters.
Jay Creep.
And mentioned Big Brown and Burns. And they're like, oh, shit. You know, like, how do you know those guys? That's pretty cool, though. So it's good to know that, I mean, all this hard work that we're putting into this, it's starting to pay off. And it's because of you guys. So I want to certainly thank you guys for listening.
And that was Burnsy's homosexual moment of the day. That was him really breaking it down, breaking down the tough walls for you guys, internet.
He really
struggled to get those words out. He's really angry that he's thankful.
I hate thanking people. I hate being appreciative of
shit.
He was like
grinding his teeth while he was saying that. He's like, I love you, internet. Thank you so much, you motherfuckers.
I'm gonna go kill someone now. So before break, we talked about musicians turned actors or wannabe actors. So. Because of the Emmys last night, that's why it kind of...
Do we know any of the results from the Emmys?
No, do you?
Well, I know that we were nominated for an Emmy.
What was it?
We were nominated for Best Biracial Duo in a Podcast Scenario.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we win?
No, we didn't.
We just got the nod.
Yeah, we got the nod. I think it's a good start, though.
No, it's a great
29
start.
29 episodes, and we got an Emmy nod. I'm gonna have an EGOT in no time.
If you ask me, we've had 30 episodes. Well, whatever.
That's right.
Same. Tomato, tomato.
Technically, we have had 30 because we lost one, remember?
No, well, we didn't. Yoga Flume did.
Right.
So, dude, we've compiled a list.
Okay.
And let's break it down. We're gonna give the internets our top five.
Sure,
you can agree to disagree. You can disagree.
Why don't you rattle off the top five, and I'll tell you if I agree or disagree. And meanwhile, I'll stare at Famke Janssen.
Yeah. So, by the way, our background movie of the day is City of Industry, starring Harvey Keitel, Stephen Dorff, and
Famke Janssen.
Your love interest.
And Lucy Liu's boobs.
Yeah, and Lucy Liu.
A young Lucy Liu. Looks really young and really good.
Well, let's check out the year of this. It's an old flick.
Well, look how young Famke Janssen looks. Yeah, it's 97, dude.
Okay. And Lucy Liu looks better back then. Yeah. I mean, probably pre-surgery and a little bit younger. Yeah, she looks super young.
She looks super hot. I love her.
So here's a couple of names that we came up with. And it's weird because much like NBA... The NBA or the NFL?
Yeah.
Most of these musicians turn actors are black.
Yeah.
Why? They have a monopoly on everything. They dominate everything.
How is this? I don't understand why we have like a list of like 15 people and like 85% are black.
Well, or half part black.
Yeah.
I mean, because Marky Mark was basically black.
Yeah.
So, okay.
He went for the black demographic.
Here was our list here. LL Cool J, Will Smith, Marky Mark, Queen Latifah, Gene Simmons, T.I., Luda, Chris Breezy, David Bowie's, Meatloaf, Ice Cube, Mos Def, Common, Janet Jackson, Ice-T, Madonna, Cher, Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, and Jill Scott.
That's a pretty impressive list.
And there's more. I mean, Tupac went over into movies. I mean, there's certainly more. But those are the ones that kind of came to mind when we were just into like 45 seconds that we discussed this. Because as you know, there is no show prep here.
No, we don't.
So we have conferred.
Punch a dog in the face, though.
We went into the conference room. We sat down and we really hashed this out over a lot of coffee.
Yeah,
a lot of sweat and tears.
There's a lot of whiteboarding going on.
A lot.
We had some Cisco telepresence calls.
A lot of brainstorming.
Yeah, we called some studio execs,
and we came down to top five. So our top five, in no particular order, again was Willie Nelson. Big Willie Steez. Right. Jessica Simpson. Damn it, I forgot about her. Big Willie Steez. Marky Mark.
Johnny Knoxville.
Queen Latifah. That's three. Ice Cube was four. And our number five was Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Not to be confused with turkey meatloaf, which
not
is delicious, by the way.
Not to get confused with Robert Paulson, because in Death, we're Robert Paulson. But in Fight Club.
His tits were amazing in Fight Club, by the way. So those were our five that we came down,
right,
that we came up with. We didn't come down with them.
We came up with them.
We came up with them.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm down for.
Right.
That's what Beezy's down with.
Beezy's
down with them.
I hate that. I don't like that. I don't like Beezy.
Oh, I like Bunky better, but fuck.
I like Bunky better, too. Beezy sounds too much like Beasley.
True. True that. That's how Beezy talks, too, when he's in the club.
That's your alter ego.
That's
Beezy definitely pops bottles with models.
It's kind of like the Booer / Woody alter ego.
Booer.
When Booer gets hammered and turns to Woody, he's a completely different animal. It's a phenomenon. So maybe next week we'll talk about actors that try to get into music.
You know, also the great alter ego was
Snake.
No, Snake and that dude Mikey from The Mill. Remember he turned into Spivey?
Because
he's the nicest guy ever when he's sober. As soon as he gets drunk, he's just a fucking cunt.
He is.
Yeah.
What do we? We just saw him.
I saw him at RFD's. He looked beat.
Well, we saw him at some bar.
Yeah,
like
we saw him at RFD's in Chinatown, didn't we?
No. We saw him somewhere else.
I don't remember. But
I don't know.
He looked like shit. He looked like what we would look like if we hadn't moved out of Adams Morgan.
Well, let's be honest. If you didn't move out of Adams Morgan, we'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even be alive right now.
But he basically looked dead, so that's what I'm saying.
He looked like hell. So,
but the other thing is we wanted to include Jamie Foxx because obviously he's a musician and an actor, but we're pretty sure he was an actor
first.
Well,
yeah. I mean, well, I know he like played the piano and shit like a long time ago, but he wasn't known for being
a
musician.
Well, what broke him into the into my industry? It was In Living Color?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he had a TV show. And then he started singing after the TV show, right?
Yeah, he was like in Booty Call and some of those.
Sprung.
Those are some funny movies.
I mean, I think he's the most improved player of the decade. He went from being in movies like Booty Call to winning a fucking Oscar.
Well, look at Queen Latifah, too.
Yeah,
she's won some major awards. And Will Smith is
She won a Tony for Chicago, right?
Yeah. Is it Tony the best black actress? Or is it the musical?
I think it's the musical.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just assumed having to be black.
Best black actors in a musical?
Mm-hmm.
In a musical setting?
Mm-hmm. Because didn't Oprah win
for Color Purple?
Color Purple?
Did she? No. She won what? Best Supporting?
Something, man. She won something.
That movie's pretty good, though.
And Halle Berry. I mean, they're coming up, man.
What'd she win? Best...
Monsters Ball? Then
oh,
she
yeah,
some?
Yeah, yeah. Best Supporting or Best Actress? She got
Best Actress,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, that was huge, right?
And she was crying.
So, what else is going on in your world, dude? Like, the big move?
Big move. I'm all grown up now. And my parents came by and they said that they're officially proud of me because I live in a grown-up place now and not not a fucking...
I know, but that's the thing, though. Man. Because now that Bokes is single, he thinks it's going to be like College Town, like your old place in DuPont.
It's not.
Because you're in a relationship.
Yeah, not even that.
You're a business owner. And you're gainfully employed.
I have three jobs, and I have a girlfriend, and I'm just old.
You're definitely not 25 anymore.
No, I don't care anymore.
So, Big Brown, I want to share something with you.
Uh-oh. Last time you did this, you told me you had AIDS.
Well, I know, but this is probably worse than AIDS. So, yeah, there's certain things out there, right? Out there in the world, pills, supplements.
Yeah.
Vitamins,
Viagra,
Cialis, these sort of things where they run off a list of side effects.
Right.
Now, other than death, because some of them, you may die. Yeah. I mean, that kind of sucks.
You may go blind. Handling this may cause blindness.
What would you say the top two worst side effects are, in your mind, other than death? Okay. I mean, the obvious.
Maybe a heart attack.
Okay, that's pretty bad, you think? Okay.
And the other, this isn't probably... In the scale,
I think a heart attack though you get some sympathy, so I'm okay with that.
Or you can die.
I'm all right with that.
Okay,
because I'll get some.
And sympathy. The other is just raging erections that won't go away.
No, a side effect.
That's a side effect.
So it has something to do with your dick.
Yeah.
All right. The two worst things in my world, my existence, and the world that I live in.
Yeah.
Explosive diarrhea.
Right.
For like days on end.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And something that has to do with my dick, like not getting it up or having like issues with it.
Or getting it up and not being able to get it down.
And those are side effects. Anything that has to do with the groinal region.
Yeah, the crotchal region.
I don't want to fuck with.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the reason why...
And women, I'm sure you're the same way. Like,
you have explosive diarrhea issues because you have bathroom issues.
Well, I that's the thing. I don't get diarrhea.
Right.
Not, I mean, ever. I don't care how much fruit that I eat. I don't get diarrhea.
Well, that's why you were late to help me move, right? Because you had diarrhea.
It wasn't diarrhea. I just had, I had consumed so much fibrous.
Oh, you just couldn't stop shitting.
Yeah, I couldn't stop pooping. I was eating tons of bread and bagels and shit and cereal from the diet.
Yeah.
So that's why I couldn't stop shitting. It wasn't diarrhea, though. I don't ever get diarrhea. But I definitely have poop issues.
But do you get beer shits?
No.
I get beer shits.
No.
And I get real stanky beer farts, too.
That's gas. Okay.
But that's the stanky gas is like a precursor
to what's about to happen.
To the explosion that's about to come.
All right. I concur. So,
all right, get to the point. What is your deal?
I'm trying to. You keep cutting me off and talking about your fucking diarrhea.
I'm not talking about diarrhea. I'm so sick of this windy road you keep taking me on.
I'm trying to take a straight line. You keep taking me down the path to go to Grandma's house through the woods.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm doing a zigzag with my finger, and I got to make a point here. So, where the fuck was I? All right. I'm at a constant tug of war with myself. Because I'm getting my meathead card back, I'm constantly in the gym, I'm taking the supplements that I need to get in there, then I start taking all these supplements, right? And this one shit in particular, which it didn't warn me on the thing, that I might have a problem getting it up and sustaining an erection. That jacked shit. Number one, I threw it off when we did Prowler. Number two, I did like four scoops. Now, okay, I went beyond the recommended dose. You should only do a scoop and a half.
I did
four because it was like a chest day.
First of all, you didn't start breathing because your face is turning purple.
I know. So I did four scoops. I went to the gym. I came home. I hate planning sex. I don't like to put it in my calendar that we're going to have sex whatever night. I like to be spontaneous. I came home. She was spontaneous. And I had problems.
You couldn't get it up.
No, because it was like one of those old slinky dicks, a lot of ephedrine.
Ephedrine dick.
So, one of my questions, too, is, and I don't know because I'm not into the scene, but dudes that do a lot of coke,
What'd you tell her?
I told her it was that shit. I was like, it's that shit that I was saying. Like, I could get it up, but it just wouldn't stay.
It
would be hard.
It was like half mass.
It'd be like hard for like 30 seconds and it'd get a little soft.
And
it'd
go boom.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's not working. And I'm like, come on, dude. And I start smacking on the pillow. I'm like beating on the bedpost. I'm just doing anything. Like I put it in the drawer and start cranking the drawer on it. Just trying to get something, some life in it. Even if it hurt it, at least I'd be like, come on. Like I knew it was there.
Every time that happens to me, whether it's because I'm drunk or whatever, I get so freaked out,
dude. I get because so I'm like, oh my god, and like,
I'm like, oh god, I'm 31. I'm a prime candidate for erectile dysfunction.
You're going down that road.
I go down that road.
You're believing all the commercials,
and then that makes it even worse because then you start panicking and yeah. then because the only way to fix that it. Is to relax.
Yeah, but you can't.
You can't relax because you think you have ED.
Yeah. So I was like, it's that fucking jacked. Like, because I was all pumped up, like jacked up after the gym.
And not even like get it up, but like even in that situation where like, say I'm banging and I feel it going down a little bit. Yeah. I start panicking.
Yeah.
And it just kills it.
Well, that's what happened. Like it was hard enough where I was like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
And then it was like halfway through, I was like, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah.
I said it flat out. This isn't gonna work.
Yeah.
And I just laid down. I was like, and it wasn't like I was embarrassed.
I always kill myself.
I wasn't embarrassed. I was like, look, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I don't know what happened. Well, then she started like, you know, getting her. Is it me? And I was like,
oh, that's
no.
the first thing, dude.
No,
I hate that. It's like it's not you. It's me.
Trust me. My dick isn't working. It's my problem.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, I was like, it's that fucking jack shit. She's like, well, don't be surprised if it's not here when you get home from work. she's ready to
you
throw that shit out.
Give some to your dog so he stops humping shit.
Dude. Look at him. He's about to hump that thing. I don't know what he's doing. So now I'm going to have to be real careful. Like, if there's a possibility that I'm going to have sex at night, because I go to the gym at night.
We can get you something to fix that if you want.
I'm going to have to take the counter part, right? So take that and then get me some, I can take some Cialis.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you do a bunch of blow and then you take Xanax.
Yeah.
Right? That path of destruction.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down that
it's
path,
it's a vicious
man.
Cycle.
Yeah, I don't want to get in that,
well,
that cycle.
Do you really need Jack that bad?
No.
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 I don't.
No. You don't need.
I would rather get laid.
You don't need a fucking energy booster if it's going to affect your dick.
Yeah. If I get a little slinky dick.
You don't want. And just go ahead and put that shit aside.
God.
Put that
damn
next
it,
to the
man.
Gay kick and the Luke kick and just don't even look at it.
I was gripping the base. I was grabbing the base right up by my pelvic and I was smacking the shit out of the head. I was like, come on. Come on. Get something going here. And I was like, I don't know what
See,
to
what
do.
I do the opposite, because if I do that, then it's even worse. I usually just try to like calm down. Yeah. Like woo-sah. But it doesn't work because I'm freaking out.
Yeah. Well, then you know, she's still tugging at it. I'm like, no, you know, I'm not sitting Indian style. I'm like, come on, I'm like, come on, do something with this thing.
And there's got to be something that you can do about that, though.
I mean, I guess not take jacked. I guess that's a simple remedy.
No, that's not good enough for me.
Well, you don't want to take jacked anyway.
I need a counter.
Yeah. Cialis.
I need an antidote.
Levitra, Viagra.
I need an antidote.
Yeah. Counteract it with a 4-hour boner from, like, Cialis. Jesus, man. I don't know what the fuck, but, you know, I haven't had problems. It was, that was like Thursday night.
It's good that your girlfriend was understanding of that.
Oh, because I have a track record of being successful every single time. That was a onesie.
Yeah. See,
you know what I mean? And then I
freak out a lot, especially in the beginning. I freak out a lot.
And now, so then Friday I had to make it, I had to teach her a lesson, you know, like, hey, I got to make up for last night. Yeah. And
you raped her.
Yeah, in her sleep. She's like, is that a 2x4? I'm like, yeah, shut up.
You're like, she was like, why are you spitting on your cock?
Spitting in her face, spitting on my dick. I'm like, yeah, you want to call me limp dick again? She's like, I didn't. Yes, you did. You're going to get it.
And I don't know why you made her put on an orange jumpsuit.
I started taking Jack and throwing her face.
Here, put this orange jumpsuit on and these shackles on.
Put your shackles on. So, well, dude, we got a couple more things we want to talk about in the next segment, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, dude, I'm back. I'm back in it now.
We'll be right back. Peace.
Internet. And we're back, internetas.
Is that Spanish for internets?
Yeah, obviously.
We're back, Tardos.
Why would I just make up a word?
Because you think you're Mexican? You're not.
My track record shows I do not make up words and or stories.
Big Brown, you know who I hate almost as much as I hate pedophiles and sex offenders?
Black people?
That's a big group. I guess that would be really bad since I'm dating one and I live with one.
Yeah. It could be a hate-hate relationship.
Mm. I hate liars.
Why do you hate liars?
Because they're the worst people, almost one of the worst people on earth.
Yeah, but you lied your way through your last career.
I conned my way through. I didn't lie.
It's the same thing.
I didn't lie. I conned.
No, you were a fucking liar. You weren't James Caan. You were a liar.
They were white lies. You know why I hate liars?
They're white collar lies.
Why do you hate liars? Will set you free, Big Brown.
Will it?
And this is a lesson that Roger Clemens should have learned when he was 6 and not when he's 46.
Yeah.
Because guess what? He's going to learn the hard way behind bars.
Is he going to jail? What's the deal? What's the update on old Clemens?
Now let's talk a little sports. Yeah. Let's talk a little sports right now, shall we? Old Rocket is in front of the grand jury and he pled not guilty.
Right. So if he gets caught up for lying,
dude, they offered him a pretty sweet plea deal too. They're like, "Look, if you just come out and say you lied,
what if he's telling the truth?
Do you think he is?
I know, but what if he is though? I'm just saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Well, then you know what? Then
you think what are the odds that he did not take steroids? What are the chances you think? If you were a betting man,
I'm 95% sure he did.
Yeah. I mean, so am I. I'm probably 100% sure that he did. Yeah. But what if somehow they can't prove it?
What if really in his head, he really thought he was taking vitamin B shots? Yeah,
he thought he was taking B12. He thought he was taking B12 and ephedrine, and he fucking was...
Let's get this B12 shot intramuscularly.
Yeah. Now, was it intramuscular, the stuff that he was taking? Do you know? Are there any details on that?
I'm pretty certain it was. Yeah.
Jesus.
You know? So so that's kind of big news because, man, I was a huge Rocket fan.
Dude, I think our whole generation was. Yeah. Well, my generation, you're one ahead of me. So
true. So I was, Well, when he came out in 84, you were like one.
No, I wasn't one.
I was 18.
I was five.
I was 18. And
you were graduating high school.
Well, we're about the same age.
Yeah, you're class of 84.
So this was hard. And who's that? Who was the guy from Maryland that really put him on the spot at the hearings? It was like, you know, you were one of my heroes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, black guy from Maryland. I can't remember his name, but man, he was like, you know, this hurts me, but like, stop lying.
Yeah.
Just come out, tell the truth.
What if he went, all right, I'm not doing steroids, but I am gay.
Okay, I've been banging dudes for a long time now.
I've been injecting dudes intramuscularly.
With my cockaroo. So that's, I think this is big news, man, because this guy, he's going to get locked up, man.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't.
I think he's going to.
I think going to jail for steroids or even getting, we've had this discussion multiple times, but I think because I'm a fan of steroids, not a fan, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
But, dude, you know what, Big Brown? The people, those out there that don't know anything about it, right? Ignorant. They're so ignorant to what it really does and what the issues are.
Yeah.
Every time you talk about steroids, every single person's response that I've ever talked to is, oh, well, why are all these wrestlers dying?
Yeah.
What about Chris Benoit?
Yeah.
All right. Can you guys do me a favor? Just like we're talking about all the Coke and then the Xanax.
Yeah.
The Coke, the Xanax, the painkillers. These guys are on the road fucking wrestling, beating up their bodies. For 270 days out of the year.
Yeah.
All right. Their bodies are filled with so much drugs. Painkillers, coke. I mean,
not just steroids.
That female wrestler they just found her dead.
Yeah.
And they found coke and OxyContin and all this other shit in her system.
Yeah.
It's not the fucking juice. It's all this shit that they take to counteract the pain.
It's just their lifestyle. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's steroid use should not be confused with steroid abuse. That's
true.
What I'm saying. I mean,
true.
If you do it properly, it's fine.
And I'll tell you what, man. I mean,
actually, you know what? I take that back. Look at Stallone.
Yeah.
That fucker's been doing that shit since like 82.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He's fine.
He looks great.
And I don't think he's ever killed anybody in a roid rage, has he?
Not like Ben Affleck.
No. not Aaron Henry. But, you know, and now that I bounce, and I'm a little bit older now than when you and I bounced together.
Yeah.
And those were different times because most of the time I was as wasted as the patrons of the establishment.
Yeah.
Now that I actually have to be sober at this place,
I'm
convinced that they need to legalize weed more than ever. Because I look at guys when they're drunk and girls when they're drunk, I'm thinking, Like, this is shit you would not do if you were high.
Yeah.
If you were stoned, you wouldn't be doing this shit. Yeah. You wouldn't be starting fights. You wouldn't be talking shit to cops, talking shit to us.
Well, that's funny. You said that last night. I was watching that Joe Rogan stand-up. Mm-hmm. His one from 2005, and he had that same joke in there. He's like, I'll fix this Afghanistan bullshit. I'll go over there, and he's like, just crop dust them with weed smoke, and they're all gonna be like, what the fuck am I doing? He's like,
why are we fighting?
He's like, why am I dressed like a genie? He's like, first of all, what are we doing here? Second of all, why am I dressed like a genie and I have a cell phone? You know how ridiculous this is?
Yeah. Well, dude, and I don't even smoke weed, but dude, I can tell you the times that I have, it's just chilled me out. Like, I don't want to fight anyone. I don't want to go crazy and punch windows and get, like, do all that stupid shit. So, but anyway, that's my little rant about Roger Clemens. He might get locked up. It is going to be sad. Other big sports news is fucking Manny Ramirez.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's not as big of a name as he was a couple years ago.
Well, because he keeps fucking doing, he's becoming a journeyman now. He doesn't, that's how you lose your value, is you just keep bopping around.
Well, dude, and like, I mean, his contract, you know, he had the 50-game suspension for steroids or whatever. Looks like he's going to be a White Sox.
Yeah.
Not a White Sox. He's going to be singular. He's going to be a White Sox.
He's only going to wear one White Sock.
He's not going to be Dominican Republican. He's going to be a White Sox.
Right.
True.
True.
True that.
Fact.
So, that's going to make...
I don't give a shit about Manny Ramirez, so fuck him.
No. in other news, I guess, briefly, NFL, they got to get the rosters down to 71, I think, by tomorrow.
Correct.
And then the 53-man rosters due August or September 4th.
Yeah.
That's, and there's going to be...
That's the final roster.
Dude, there's going to be some good people cut, man, because some of these teams are loaded with a lot of talent at certain positions. So we're going to see some big names out there, I think. Antonio Bryant got cut by Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. They're responsible for his $8 million salary. They have to pay that. But he's been injured, man. He hasn't played in any preseason games. They got Ocho Cinco, and they got Terrell Owens. Yeah. So it's like, what's his name? That new Jordan Shipley, right? Goodbye. The Jets have released... some big names today.
I've been working. I haven't paid attention today.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't listen to radio? I mean...
Not today, I wasn't.
No.
I had to get into crunch mode so I can get out of there.
End of the month, you get the fuck over here to record. This would be your main job right here. So that's what's going on in some brief sports news. Entertainment news. I don't have too much shit about big bunkies banter about shit grown-ass men shouldn't care about. Except Paris Hilton got busted for coke. Surprise, surprise.
Is that shocking to anyone?
You know, well, possession. It was her boyfriend's. It was an Escalade. She was just arrested not too long ago and released because of marijuana possession in another country. When are people going to stop paying her appearance fees and all this other shit? She gets like 50 G's or
never, because she'll still be always be able to pull some idiots to come in there.
I would probably pay her to show up at one of our parties just to get people.
How much do you think that would cost?
100 G's.
Oh, well.
She's not coming on any of our
shows. I'm not paying that for her.
No, because dude,
I pay like 10 grand.
She's worthless to me.
Yeah.
She's a piece of shit. Who would you, I mean, who, 10 grand? Who, Kardashian or her?
Oh, yeah, definitely Kardashian.
I mean, yeah, so. Kardashian. Those two are scrapping too, because I guess Paris was hanging out with Reggie not too long ago. I
wonder if they're banging.
A little bickering there going on. In the Emmys news, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the Emmys. I was watching, and I know, ha ha, he. Moco, Maryland beat an Ohio football team. Big whoop, but I was watching that game last night.
You were a little bitter, though. You got to admit.
It was a Cincinnati team, number one, and they weren't even, like, that great of a team.
Yeah.
Good Counsel's ranked, like, 13 in the nation.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They won the championship last
year. Brilliant.
So they have a good team, but
no, Good Counsel's, like, fourth.
No. Not in the nation. They were 13.
Oh, right.
So, but earlier in the game, I was like, dude, like, St. X was dominating them early on. And they were saying that Good Counsel has never seen an atmosphere like Ohio football because
that's true.
There was
though,
like
man.
Tailgating going on. It was on Sunday, and they had like 5,000 like before the game even started. They had 5,000.
You'd be surprised how intimidating that shit is, man. That shit fucking it just
going into like that many people.
Yeah,
when you're
it's
not
fucking
used to it.
Scary.
Like, well, you guys play in front of like 100 or something.
Yeah, not even like that. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, our like Maryland game probably gets as many people as your high school games get in Ohio. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, but I think after they settled down, but I was watching the beginning, but I ended up recording it. But I was like, oh, man, like, you know, even a small team is going to beat a good Maryland team.
Yeah.
You know, what's considered a good Maryland team. Yeah. So, hey, I mean, my hats go off to...
well, they had a great season, man. They had a great season.
They've had some great recruits come out of there in the past couple years.
And my buddy's kids go there.
Yeah.
Or they used to go there. His daughter goes there now. So congrats to them. But I didn't get a chance to win the Emmys. I don't really want to get, like, too into it.
I don't really care. I mean, I know that Mad Men won a couple.
Modern Family won six.
Yeah, they won.
Glee won quite a few.
They cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, Modern Family, I guess, is a great show. I've seen a couple of them. And it is. It's well written.
Yeah.
But one thing to note that I think that you would like is your girl Jane Lynch won Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Glee.
Good.
You really like her.
Yeah, I do like her.
And I remember Yogi Flume wanted to bang her.
He likes her, too. She's fucking hilarious, dude. She's great at everything she does. She's fucking great.
And then real quick, I just wanted to mention Outstanding Reality Competition Program went to Top Chef, which is one of my favorite reality shows.
Well, your sister was a star in it.
Yeah, so internets, you might not have known, but old Steakums is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, she's a big deal.
It seems like our whole family's in the biz.
In the industry,
my brother's behind the scenes, behind the camera.
Yeah.
My sister's in front of it. So,
And you're behind the microphone.
There you go.
Yeah. I wish you were a little bit further away from the microphone, though, because you're really... Dude, really fucking up my audio levels.
Well, don't push it over to me.
It's all in front of me.
And you keep fucking with it. Ass foot.
Look where you started. Look where you're at.
I didn't start sitting way back here.
You should have.
Laying back.
You should have, because you're just as clear.
I went laying back like that. But no, so Top Chef this season, if you guys don't know, was in D.C. And they filmed one of the episodes at one of my sister's restaurants that she works part-time, Redwood in Bethesda. Which is an amazing place. The food's great.
Yeah.
Good drink specials. It's huge. Down a new area, that Bethesda Row or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I don't know. This is a good way to find out if our buddy Colin listens to this show, because Colin's a manager there, I think, at Redwood.
Yeah. I don't know if he's a manager, but there was a dude that knew you there.
Yeah. Well, there's two guys that work that I went to high. Well, I went to high school with Sean, who works there. I think he's just like he's a waiter there, but I think. Colin has moved up somehow.
Okay. I'll have to find this out. But if you listen and let us know.
I don't think they listen, though, so we'll find out.
Oh, well, I'll have to tell my sister to get on them. Start listening.
Yeah.
So, but my sister got a lot of camera time, so it was pretty cool to see her on there.
Because my sister actually called me and said that Steakums was on
there. Really? That's funny.
Yeah. She's like, hey, put on Top Chef. Steakums is on there. I was like, whoa, and I turned it on. I was like, oh, and then she was yelling at people.
Yeah. And she said that Alex, dude, was such a D-bag.
I didn't watch any of it this season. I'll have to rent it all.
That's your girl, man, Padma.
I know, I love her, but I can't do the weekly.
She got Prager's boobies.
The weekly shit pisses me off now. After watching TV shows, like, DVD style, like, it's hard to watch them. I don't want to wait.
Unless it's, like, True Blood, or
like, something that I really like.
But I don't know what time shit comes on. I don't know what station, because now I got Fios. I don't know what station is. Yeah. I don't know what day it is. I'm so fucking confused. But, yeah, so the Emmys, I wanted to see some of the best dress. I wanted to see some boobies and shit like that. But whatever, man. I can live without it. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I was exhausted last night after the moving. I had to do some work, so I just went to bed. I didn't watch anything. And plus, we don't have cable yet. Our house isn't set up yet.
What are you going to do about that, man? Because you can't get... I know you got the NFL package, but you can't, man.
Well, we don't know yet. They're going to come on Thursday or Friday, and the technician's going to check it out.
The only problem with that shit, like DirecTV, man, is like... You know, especially with the weather. We've been getting strong winds and thunderstorms and shit. And you're going to start losing fucking signal all the time. And Comcast, they're a bunch of tardos.
I think it's just a gamble that we have to take. It's one of those things. It's a roll of the dice.
You're a risk taker.
It's a roll of the dice. I'm a betting man.
Your parents told me that from a young age. Their son's a risk taker.
Yeah, yeah.
You're willing to take this risk.
Yeah, I'm a one man wolf pack.
So I think the biggest news in entertainment right now is probably what's coming up on October 1st.
Yeah, dude, it's huge. It's a big buzz in the area. So, on October 1st, the two of your favorite local podcast DJs are having an official event. Their first official event.
Yay.
Yay, BB&B.
BB&B Happy Hour.
Well, we haven't really named it yet, have we?
Well, we haven't given a name, but look, we don't want to exclude anybody or really bring notice to every male listener out there.
Yeah.
But we are going to kind of have an unofficial Octobeard launch, because it is going to be October 1st.
Right.
We're going to have a happy hour. Internets, listen. Mark this on your calendar. Put it on your Lotus Notes.
And you know what?
Outlook.
Let's see how many of you Ohio fuckers come down.
Zero.
You think so?
Zero. I mean, maybe a couple. I don't know.
Don't doubt the internet.
But listen, I know that we've gotten some people from New York that are coming down. So Friday, October 1st, listen up, y'all. It is a BB&B happy hour from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Rockville in Rockville Town Center at the Rooftop.
The Rooftop. Burnsy's place of employment.
So, yeah, so we'll be at the Rooftop. There are going to be drink specials. We're going to try to come up with some prizes. We're going to do a raffle or something. Well, yeah. We're going to try to get people involved here, but there will definitely be drink specials for the BB&B listeners.
So you fuckers, you tardos, have a month to spread the word.
You have a month to plan this.
Plan it, so, and spread the fucking word.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
Tell your coworkers, tell your friends, tell your ex-girlfriends, tell your baby mama.
Yeah. Tell your baby daddy.
Yeah, tell your baby daddy if you want.
Tell whoever you
want.
Fuck it. Get your fan. Yeah, get everyone up there. 155 Gibbs Street in Rockville. So that's the address.
Give them the within Rockville Town Center. Tell them where it is.
So it's right past the library, Pat, on Maryland Ave.
Right.
So there's a Gold's Gym. There's a Taste of Saigon, which usually sponsors a lot of our events over at Rooftop.
And it's delicious, Taste of Saigon.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah.
That food's amazing. And it's right by the library. So come to Rockville Town Center, 155. We're going to have a great time.
You get to hang out with us. You get to drink with us.
You get to schmooze with some celebs.
You can rub elbows with us. You can meet my GF. You can meet Bunky's GF.
Beezy's GF will be there.
Beezy's GF. Beezy will be there. Maybe even Josh motherfucking Burns might even show up.
Look, there might be a tilting of the hat.
Yeah.
Depending how wasted I get.
Yeah.
So, no, but dude, it's going to be a good time, man. We got a lot of people that are happy, already have marked it down, talking about how they're going to come there. They're trying to get everyone. We got some confirmations from New York.
Yeah.
Dude, we just want to get everyone up there, man. Just have a good time. So, I'm looking forward to it.
And there may or may not be a celebrity appearance.
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah.
Seeing what we can do.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, mark it on your calendars. You guys will get official invites very shortly, but this is just to give you the save the date.
Well, the first lady has to be on, but I put her on kind of the back burner just in case we can't get
her. Yeah, I mean, the first lady's cool and all, but she doesn't really fit into our Tarta. She'd be like Tila Tequila in front of the Juggalos.
Like, whoop. She'd be like,
She'd be like Method Man. She'd be like anyone in front of the Juggalos, basically.
So, yo, mark that down, October 1st. It's a Friday night, dude. You got plenty of time. No excuses. Happy hour, 6 to 10, Rockville Town Center Rooftop.
There'll be BB&B guests will get a bracelet, and they will get special drink specials.
Yep. And who knows? We might even, for the admission, it's a $5 entrance fee, but that $5, you get a drink ticket, so your first drinks, you're paying at the door.
Yeah.
So that's always good.
Yeah.
So, so your money's going to somewhere.
Yeah, so you're not paying cover. You're basically, you are paying cover, but you're paying for your first drink, because they're going to give you a free drink ticket. So don't bitch about that.
And if you're preggers, give it to whoever you're with,
yeah.
So they can get two drinks.
And if you're DD, then give it to somebody else, like me.
Good point. might be drinking for free.
All DDs need to give me their drink tickets.
It's your party. You need to do whatever you want to do.
Whatever. I'll cry if I want to.
Do it then. Cry. I'd like to see that.
I'll cry in 5 seconds.
This is episode 29, BB&B. We want to thank you for the support. We got some more followers on Facebook and Twitter.
While we're recording this, we got an email from Dano saying we hit 325.
Nice.
3.25.
Keep it up. Keep suggesting the page to your friends. Keep suggesting the show to your friends and family. We want your mamas. We want your mothers. We want your brothers. We want everyone listening to Beezy, Big Brown, and Beezy.
Beezy.
We out.
That's not going to stick.
Make it stick.